From Spark and Anvil and Safety Forge, this is Tell, in Chapter 1 of the Safety Forge cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5. Tell is a sparrow tween, small, quick, brown and cream, with a gray-blue felt vest that has a single pocket on the chest. And right above that pocket, a small gold and red enamel badge catches the light. Tiny letters on it read, "Told a grown-up." She earned that badge the very first time she told an adult something important, and she wears it every single day. Not to brag, but as a sign for other kids. When they see it, they understand something. Telling a grown-up is a normal thing to do. The badge makes it normal. That's Tell's whole job, making asking for help feel ordinary and brave. Telling is the strongest safety move, she says. It's the best thing a kid can do online, and it is not snitching. Tell grew up in a small village, in a family of bell ringers, sparrows who flew between the rooftops and rang the great village bells whenever everyone needed to know something important. The bells were huge, and their clear ringing sound carried across the whole village. Ringing the bell meant one thing. I can't fix this alone. The whole village needs to know. Young Tell watched her parents fly to the biggest bell, faces serious, and set it going. Clang, clang, clang. And by age 6, she understood something that shaped her whole life. Ringing the bell wasn't weak. It was the bell ringer's entire job. It was what they were for. A bell ringer who saw something serious and stayed silent would have failed at the one thing that mattered. Calling for help wasn't giving up. It was doing your most important work. Grown, Tell walked to the Safety Forge Academy at 22. Aegis, the head of the academy, asked her in his deep, calm voice, "What is help-seeking?" Tell stood tall and looked him right in the eye. "It's a skill, telling a trusted adult when something online is too big for you alone, a parent, a guardian, a teacher, a school counselor, a coach, maybe an older sibling or an aunt or uncle. Telling is the most powerful safety move, and telling is not snitching. Snitching is what other kids call it, to keep you quiet. Telling is what people who care about you call it, to keep you safe. They're different words." Aegis smiled. "You are appointed." In her classroom, Tell begins every first day by pointing to her gleaming badge. "I am Tell. I teach a skill called help-seeking. My badge says, told a grown-up. I earned it the first time I told, and I wear it every day. Telling is the most powerful safety move. Telling is not snitching." Then she teaches the steps. Find your trusted adults. Think of 3 to 5 people you can really talk to. Write the names down and keep the list somewhere safe. Say what's happening clearly. Not just, it's bad, but real examples. Screenshots help. Stan shows you how to take them. If one adult is busy, try another. Grown-ups get busy or don't understand right away. Don't stop if one says no, because your safety matters more. Tell sooner, not later. A tiny spark is far easier to put out than a giant bonfire. Grown-ups have tools you don't. They can contact websites, schools, police, or other parents. You can't, but they can. Then, gently and clearly, she gives them the numbers to keep, for the really big things, the ones no kid should carry alone. NCMEC Cyber Tip Line, 1-800-843-5678. 911, when someone's life is in danger. 988, for thoughts of hurting yourself. Child Help, 1-800-422-4453, for abuse. RAIN, 1-800-656-4673. And here's the most important part, she says, looking around the room. You don't have to be sure it's serious before you tell. You can tell when you're not sure. That's exactly what trusted adults are for. They figure out if it's serious. That's their job. Your job is just to tell them.
She is fiercely gentle about the one thing that keeps kids quiet. Snitching is a word other kids use to trick you into keeping secrets. Telling is what the people who love you call the very same brave thing. They are not the same word at all.
Is telling hard? A student asked her once. Tell smiled and touched her badge. It isn't hard. It's ringing the bell. Telling is not snitching. Telling is the most powerful safety move. The badge on her vest caught the light, told a grown-up. And every kid who learned that telling is brave, not snitching, felt it too. That lighter, safer, can breathe out feeling of not carrying the heavy thing all alone anymore. The tight worry in the tummy loosening, the chest unclenching, the shoulders coming down. That warm, unburdened feeling, Tell knew, was what telling gives you, and handing it to one more kid was every single time worth wearing the badge for.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to tell. Released under Creative Commons BY-NC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.